Another thing that was interesting about the Ross Garnaut lecture the other night was that as we arrived at the State Library to hear the lecture, we were greeted by members of the Citizens Electoral Council of Australia handing out their news sheet, and it had eyebrow-raising headline. The Citizens Electoral Council is politically active in our local community here in the Upper Kedronbrook Valley. In the Brisbane electorates of Dixon and Brisbane, the Citizens Electoral Council attracted 0.02% in Dixon and 0.05% in Brisbane of the Senate vote in the 24th of November 2007 federal election, while Nick Ontarino was the Citizens Electoral Council candidate for the House of Representatives for Brisbane, and he got 0.16% of our local vote. So they are a small local active presence at the margins here locally, attracting a tiny percentage of our local votes. However, the Citizens Electoral Council works hard to distribute its ideas widely, including through its newsletter, The New Citizen. The ideas they are promoting about climate change and population are often repeated word for word by local people. So the question we would have to ask is, do the people around here who are repeating word for word the ideas the Citizens Electoral Council are promoting know where these ideas are coming from or the strength of the evidence for the ideas, if any? So it is important to know what they are arguing and promoting in our community, but more importantly, whether it is actually correct or not. I spent quite a lot of time after the Ross Garnaut lecture looking up references to things that were in the newsletter that the Citizens Electoral Lobby handed out, and give you some feedback on one of these. This gives you an idea. One of the people they quote is, and I'll read it out, research by a Freiburg, Germany, Professor Ernst Georg Beck of the Marian Schule. So I had a look up Ernst Georg Beck. He was a teacher at the Marian School. They refer to as one of the scientists who they say disagrees with climate change science. So what do we know about Ernst Georg Beck? Well, first of all, he has actually died. From the things people wrote about him, it sounds like he was highly respected. He was astute, dedicated to honest observational science, and he certainly sounds like he put a lot of work into what he was doing. Dr. Beck collated and analysed over 90,000 separate carbon dioxide measurements taken by scientists over many, many years. So he made a hobby out of collecting CO2 measurements that people had taken. Some of these dated back to the early 1800s. They're all over the place. And the measurements actually have a huge range. So some of them were quite low, but some of them were very high. People certainly admire the amount of work that Beck did to bring the many historical carbon dioxide data measurements from all over the world back into the light. What can we learn from the data that Ernst Georg Beck collected? And what also can we learn about the people who are quoted as scientists who provide contrary evidence to climate change data? Because we are told that most scientists around the world are completely convinced that climate change is happening, but some scientists are reported, and Ernst Georg Beck would be an example, as saying that it's not happening, that high CO2 readings have happened before. So when other people have looked at Ernst Georg Beck's data, what have they noticed about it? Well, the thing that they noticed that teaches us more about taking carbon dioxide measurements is that you can take a carbon dioxide measurement anywhere, but if you are going to compare those measurements around the world, there need to be some standards about how and where you take it. For example, we breathe out carbon dioxide. If you took a carbon dioxide measurement straight in front of where you're breathing out, you would get a high measurement. There are also very high carbon dioxide levels close to the ground because of carbon dioxide emissions from the soil. So when people take carbon dioxide measurements to compare around the world, when they're talking about rising carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere, it's very important that they measure them in a way that is comparable around the world. Otherwise, that data is useless and meaningless. And that seems to be what's happened here. The scientists and people back through the last century who were collecting carbon dioxide data were not collecting it to provide data to compare accurately around the world with similar other data to enable us to look at what was happening to the climate. So here one scientist writes, I looked at source data of the CO2 400 plus parts per million readings mid-20th century. Those readings were taken just several inches off the ground. The high readings were all close to the soil and quickly fell off to levels agreeable with the Law Dome data at a height of 1 meter. At the soil level, some of the readings were as high as 1,100 parts per million. That's because soil bacteria are what's emitting it in terrestrial environments. So a lot of those old readings were taken very close to the soil, and they are very high because the soil bacteria are emitting carbon dioxide. So that data is interesting data, but it's not useful in comparing what's happening to the atmosphere around the world. There is no valid controversy in this case. Anyone who takes the time to look at the paper's Beck references will quickly find the high readings from past decades were only found when samples were taken within several inches of the soil. Samples taken at the same time, at the same location, a meter or more off the ground, correspond well with Law Dome data for the same year in history.